Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
A high def live in front. Touchdown Horns. Hey. Hook them, baby.
You love Joe Burrow as much as he does. Oh, I think Joe Burrow's a really good player. I'm not going to get my wrist warmed up for him. Oh, so I can make things comfortable.
You're a bad person, okay? Warming up your wrist.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
I'm not going to get my wrist warmed up for him. I'm not going to get my wrist warmed up for him.
It's John and Lance.
I'm not going to get, not gonna get my wrist warmed up.
The kids are on their way to school now.
What, mommy? Why is Uncle Lance saying warm up your wrist?
Well, did you hear John talking about Joe Burrow? That's why.
Wasn't talking about Joe Burrow yesterday.
He did get to 82 yards, but...
He did get 82.
In what was his worst game as a pro.
Wow. Cleveland was ready for him. But we ain't talking about Cleveland here. It's Deshaun. With his little comeback, okay.
Although Deshaun. He didn't. If you watched it, the weather was not great. Yeah, he didn't play great.
No, he didn't play.
But he had decent stats, and he got the win. Yeah. And he was clearly having a fun time. But we're not here to talk about fun times. We're here to talk about the Texans.
No, we're not. We're here to talk about the Astros. But you know what? The Astros deserve the first segment.
Wait a minute. That was the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Though.
Guess what? And they suck. Okay. So
we have
they
lots,
continue to suck.
Who has more games left? The Astros or the Texans?
Actually, it's
the
pretty
Astros
close.
Have more games left because they're going to be in the playoffs.
A lot more games.
There's a lot more games.
Well,
are the Texans going to be in the playoffs?
No.
Okay.
No.
We got to talk about the Texans too while we can get games.
No.
In.
This show starts with the Astros, with the team that deserves the headline, not the team that doesn't deserve the headline. Okay. The Astros this weekend, after looking really really bad on Friday night against Snell, and Hunter Brown is a mess. Hunter Brown is simply a mess, and he was awful.
Simply a mess.
Over his last 12 starts, has a 6.6 ERA. Yeah. The only one worse is Christian Javier. Since he went 7-1 on June 3rd, he has a 6.78 ERA.
You know what? And I realize now it's the Heat Dome. He's been terrible ever since the Heat Dome came in.
Well, what?
Yeah. Look at his stats during the Heat Dome.
Well, I don't know if it's ever since.
By the way, I think we may officially be out of Heat Dome.
I think we are out of
Heat Dome. I think we're out of Heat Dome.
Yeah, we don't have triple digits anymore. I don't know if you heard.
That, don't jinx it.
No, we don't have triple digits anymore. I don't know if you heard. So that's all.
So we should expect Javier to turn it around, then.
We would hope he does. But I don't know, since it's always 72 degrees when he's pitching inside the dome.
But going in.
Well, then what's the difference about going? You think
when
he
you're
just...
Getting swamp ass in your car?
He has absolutely no energy left when he gets to the park.
I don't know, whatever it is, he's
unless
done.
He's playing about 18 holes of golf before he pitches that
Christian
day, like
Javier
used to.
He's messed up, though. His eyes, his confidence is off.
No, he's
something's
shot.
Messed up with his delivery because he doesn't get the same movement on his pitches.
No, he's shot.
Christian Javier, something is, they can't fix it. So I don't know who needs to fix it, but it ain't getting fixed. And it's up to the point now where you're just trying to survive Javier starts and hope that J.P. France and Verlander and Fromber can bring you in. And even with those two guys, you're never 100% sure what you're going to get.
Nope.
But France had a good start yesterday. The offense, you know, the bats have just been on fire. Jose Altuve keeps hitting home runs. It's been so much fun to watch these bats like this.
When they're like this, as opposed to what they were on Friday night.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
what they were against
sometime.
The Yankees. Now, went the Rangers, that was unbelievable. That was awesome. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday were fantastic. Yeah,
five out of the last six, they have murdered people.
How about they fall behind on Saturday, 4-1, and then they come up with that fourth, that fifth inning that was spectacular. Albert, so Yordan hits the ground rule double, and Altuve scores. Tucker hits a ground rule double, and you score two. Jose Abreu singles to center. Maldonado comes up with the bases loaded again, as always.
Dude, he ripped
And
it.
He ripped that ball.
I mean, he turned on that pitch.
And then Altuve hits into a double play.
I know.
It was like, what the heck? Did he touch Maldonado?
Well, he was Altuve, I think, started the inning because they batted around. Yeah, they batted around. And I was expecting it to keep going higher and higher and higher.
And then I thought you were going to need it, too. He brings in Maton. Maton looks really good. And then he brings in Graveman. And Graveman was awful. But Neris came up with maybe the best relief appearance of the year. Maybe. Neris came up with a bases loaded and nobody out earlier this season and got out of that. But when he came up with a two-run lead, bases loaded and one out, and had both guys pop out, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. Neris was Neris was the player of the game with that outing, coming in and putting the fire out in that inning, because that would have been Graveman was awful, and then Abreu comes in, and then Presley comes in and gets the job done. After he put two on, then yesterday it was just a beating. It was just a beating. The Astros destroyed all their hopes and dreams. They from the outset they jump on them. Jose Altuve with a homer, which was awesome. It was guy after guy after guy that just came through. It was they just looked great yesterday. So destroyed them. Now you are on to the A's come to town. The A's are here.
Yeah.
Now the A's were how about the A's helping out, taking care of some business? The Astros, as we head into this week right now, a 2.5 game lead on the Mariners and a 3 game lead on the Rangers. The Mariners lost their last three games against the Rays after winning on Thursday. They lost their last three
games. They lost come from behind fashion too. Yep. And it was, oh my gosh. What is his name? Kirby? It's not George Kirby. Did you hear his comments?
No.
We'll play. I don't think it deserves first segment, but basically the Rays blew the lead and he just said, I didn't even want to be out there. I shouldn't have even been out there.
Oh, no, no. Seven. Yeah, I saw those comments. Oh, my gosh. And Roger Clemens retweeted it.
Yeah, so did Jared Weaver. So did I.
He said, I'm a
numbers guy.
He said, I hit 90 pitches and I don't know why I was out there.
You want to talk about no dog in him. To say that out loud, he'll never get past it.
Oh, my gosh. Roger Clemens retweeted and said, what?
We'll play the sound later.
Yeah, it's George Kirby. Yeah.
It's George Kirby. Wait until you hear what he says and how he says it. And then he walked it back. Had to yesterday. What an embarrassing statement for him. This is one of their really good young pitchers. And for him to say that, was just terrible. But, they had their chances against the Rays, and they blew it. Very demoralizing to have that happen and to have the Astros be able to win games. We were looking at Saturday of falling under 500 at home.
Yeah. And instead, now they're two games
over
500.
It's 4-1. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is going to be – they're going to fall under 500 at home.
They didn't, though. They won that game. Yeah, it was 4-1 in the fourth, and I was like, oh, my gosh, again, here we go. But they came up with that five-run fifth inning, which was fantastic, and they took care of that business. So the Astros, with a nice weekend, they deserve front and center, as opposed to the team that goes, and they just look like the Texans again. I mean,
I've got some things to say about this. This does not feel like the same old Texans. I mean, there's some issues.
Offensive line is a real issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be until you get some guys back. And then there was a terrible decision, one of the worst that cost you a direct fumble. It's not like you were going to win, but you could have covered. So,
nice.
It's kind of like a win if you cover, even though I didn't think they would cover and I had the Ravens. But it was, you had to get an injury to George Fant. George Fant comes out, and then what is one of the dumbest decisions? And Let's find out from D'Amico Ryans about the decision to put in Michael Dieter. I don't know if you'll have it here. So Josh Jones is playing left guard, and I think, and Josh Jones actually played decent, especially in the run game. I was focused on him, and he was better than I expected. But Josh Jones is a tackle who can play guard too. Then Michael Dieter comes in, and Michael Dieter is a guard. They move Michael Dieter to right guard and leave Josh Jones to tackle. The first snap, here goes David Ojabo, who had been in studio with us. David Ojabo runs right around him and strips the ball, which is what he was the master of at Michigan. He strips the ball from C.J. Stroud, and the Ravens get it. And, I mean, I'm like, why is Dieter there? Why are you not bringing him in at guard and moving Josh Jones to right tackle? So why, D'Amico? Why?
Yeah, we've moved all those guys around a lot. There have been a lot of moving pieces up front, and we've moved multiple guys that had to play multiple positions. So that's, you know, been our way of handling it up front.
Okay, that feels like D'Amico starting to settle into cliche talk.
Now, what
because
now?
That was...
Wait a minute. Can you play that again? Because I need an explanation. Why a guard, you put a guard at right tackle as opposed to putting him at left guard and moving your right tackle to right tackle.
You're going to... Here, listen. You'll find out.
Yeah, we've moved all those guys around a lot. There have been a lot of moving pieces up front, and we've moved multiple guys that had to play multiple positions. So that's, you know, been our way of handling it up front.
What? No,
not yesterday during the game. You did not move multiple... You had one guy. Let me tell you what he did. What I think he did, is that's the O-line. That's the O-line coach. So I think he's protecting his coach because the coach decides, not offense coordinator, it's not head coach. Say, you go here. That's the O-line coach. And I think the O-line coach had him get in. They just wanted to get out with some continuity. You can't do that. If a guy's not capable, the Ravens have speed. You can't just say, we'll just get out of this possession with Dieter over there and we don't want to move Josh Jones. No. You got to put guys who are capable of playing their position there. It was so stupid. It was so dumb. But I think he's protecting his offensive line coach because that's the O-line coach had, you know, that's he's the one who should say move him to right tackle on him because that's his unit. So I think D'Amico's guarding him there. But make no mistake, that was a word salad answer. It was one that I might expect from, frankly, well, no, Cully.
That was
kind of Cully-ish.
Well, it was. It's actually a lot of coaches. It's even O'Brien.
It's a coach.
Yeah,
we just
moved guys. Yeah, we've been moving guys around all the time, and we just moved them into position.
Yeah, you're right. That's just the coach beat. Yeah.
What now? What did you say? Because I didn't get it. I specifically want to know why you put Dieter.
I tell you who's got to be more pissed than anybody about this game. You know who's probably more mad than anybody about this game? Gilbert.
You think?
I think Gilbert's probably... Well, let me check.
Let's see.
Just real quick, because we're on his first line of calls today, of the many calls he's going to make. Well, Gilbert, what are your thoughts, buddy? I saw you're already calling in first segment, which is not normal.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to know, why don't I get that player there and he can't play good like a pro, you know?
Yep, agreed.
That quarterback...
Yep.
I don't like that anyway. We should have won that game, you know.
Well, yeah, I know you're disappointed in them.
Yeah.
You had them winning, right? You thought the Texans were going to win, right?
I thought we were going to win that game anyway, you know.
Yeah, he said we should have won that game.
Yeah.
I didn't take – there wasn't a lot I took from that game. I guess it was 7-6 at half. Like, the Texans started to gain some momentum at the end of the first half. I don't know if I would say they should have won that game, but I know what Gilbert's saying, like – Well, I don't actually.
No, I have. I don't. I didn't understand really anything from that. If you want to know the truth,
anything else, Gilbert?
Is there anything else?
Yeah. Can somebody help me?
What do you?
I'm hungry. Hello.
Yeah. Can you expound on that? What's going on?
Why can't you eat? I mean, isn't there anything? Hold on.
Hello, are you there, Lance?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Lance is here.
Gilbert. Yeah, Lance, feed him.
Lance, can you get him some food?
Well, hold on. I got to find out. What's going on?
Are you going to bring him some food or
you
what?
You just said, can somebody help me? I'm hungry. What's going on? I got to find out what's going on.
Well, I haven't eaten much since the game yesterday anyway, you know.
You haven't eaten much since?
I'm hungry like a bear, you know.
You're as hungry as a bear.
Well,
yeah. Well, wait a minute. Don't you have any food?
Yeah, why aren't you eating?
Well, my mama cooked my food last night anyway.
Oh.
Sunday night, she'll cook much food anyway.
Would you have snacks there?
Yeah, don't you have some cookies?
Yeah, anyway, yeah. So, if somebody ordered me a pizza.
Gilbert, no one's making pizzas at 7:13.
Gilbert, it's in the morning. There's no
pizza. That is one of your funniest things you've said. Can somebody order me a pizza?
No.
I feel like we shouldn't have talked during this and let all these go for just sound bites.
Well, I think you got a good one.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Gilbert, I'd love to order you a pizza.
Could somebody feed me?
I'd love to order you a pizza. I just don't think anyone's open right now making pizza.
I mean, HEB has pizzas, but then you have to cook it yourself. That's the only real option for you.
Yeah. Maybe you can get one and you could put it in the oven. No, Gilbert's not allowed to put it in the oven.
Anything else, Gilbert?
Anything else?
Yeah, anything else? Okay. Is the Texans going to win Sunday, next Sunday or not?
Texans going to win, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
They got the Colts. They're not any good.
No, I think they win.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the Astros?
I think they're going to win
next Sunday.
They're going to beat the A's.
You think they're going to win next Sunday, though? I think that's what he's
saying. They'll beat the A's.
I don't know about them winning Sunday, but yeah.
A week from, 6 days from now?
Yeah. We don't know about that one.
Let's just get this thing over with.
We got to go. We got to break it.
Are you not going to get him the pizza, Lance?
No one's open.
Lance, order
him
a pizza.
Can somebody get me food? I'm hungry.
Well.
That's like when he walked into Prime Social. We were there. He goes, hey, I need a Diet Coke. He made the general manager bring him a Diet Coke.
I will say, to be fair to Gilbert, you guys give him everything else. I mean, you acquiesce to all his requests, so you might as well just take it to another level.
We do.
Hey, you want to get me a pizza? At 7:15.
I'm hungry. Somebody order me some food. Get me some food over here.
Yeah, why not? He should take that shot.
I'm sure a listener would send food over to him.
If any of you listeners have a pizza on you.
No, here, bring Gilbert on real quick.
I thought we were done.
Oh, yeah, just bring him on real quick. Gilbert, you can leave your address with Dale.
No.
If somebody wants to Uber Eats something to you, one of our listeners, I'm not going to.
Oh, he's
going
to have to.
But if a listener wants to Uber Eats, which is Uber Eats means somebody delivers food to you, is that something you want? Like, what do you want? Like a breakfast taco?
Said pizza.
No one's making pizza, so you can just forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And beggars can't be choosers.
He said forget about it.
Okay, just forget
about it.
Forget all this.
Pizza, that man wanted a pizza.
He wants Jennifer Rainbow.
I literally was going to see if a caller wanted it. I bet you our callers are really nice. They would have sponsored Gilbert.
Okay.
They would have given him. No. They would have sent him breakfast. I guarantee you somebody would
have. He's not looking for some weather girl from San Antonio. He wants Jennifer Rainbow.
He wants Jennifer Rainbow.
Get him his pizza. I mean,
he's got specific needs.
It's pizza or nothing, I guess, at 7:16.
Hey, you know what I need? I need a good place to bet, win, and get paid. That's NFL. College football, brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. The first two legs of your parlay hit what? Cash out early, place another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with daily odds, boosts, same game parlays, super contests. They got the big money that you get to spin the wheel and get a customized line for you that's like, holy cow, look at this line. I didn't think I could get this one. And yes, you can. But the MyBookie has a no-strings-attached cash bonus that lets you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code BET975 on a deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly to your MyBookie account. Bet your deposit amount once, and you're ready to withdraw at any time. Again, that's promo code BET975 to claim your cash deposit bonus. It's all happening at MyBookie. If you're looking for a great place to play, win, and get paid, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Will has been who he's been all training camp, all preseason. Right? He continued to cause havoc in the backfield, got to the quarterback a couple times, and as we all know, Lamar is a tough out. It was good to see the way our D-line was operating.
D'Amico. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans lose 25-9, which paid off a lot of If you came out, if you had 5-9, you're like, oh, well, I ain't winning this pool. Okay. Oh, you won your square. Congratulations with your 5-9. So overall, I mean, I think they get a C, a C plus.
The Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I mean,
I thought defensively they played really well in the first half. The secondary to me played pretty well. They just had some, they exploited some zone holes with some of the throws, but you know, I thought Christian Harris had a tough day. I was focusing on him. There were some things that I really liked. I do think the secondary was playing much, much better. Their coverage in the first half when they were playing man was a lot better. I thought the offensive line was just, you know, very average. C.J. Stroud, to me, is really slow right now getting through his progressions and also recognizing where he needs to go at the ball when there's blitzes. He's just... but that's to be expected. Overall, I was okay with what CJ did. It was what was expected.
Was okay.
I watched some of Bryce Young. Yeah. Bryce wasn't any better.
No. Anthony Richardson was better, though.
Anthony Richardson was, yeah, the stats looked better.
I watched that game. Anthony Richardson made plays.
Anthony Richardson was better than those two guys.
Yeah.
But he still made some mistakes. He had a huge interception.
That
hurt
that
the
Colts. Oh, man, when that corner sits and then breaks to the ball on a little turnaround, it's so hard for a young quarterback to not see it.
I mean, not
recognize that.
Was that Lamar that did that too? That threw an interception? No. What game was I watching where it wasn't the Colts game? Somebody else made that same mistake and threw an interception there. What was it, Lamar?
No. Lamar threw it to Steven Nelson.
Yeah. There's a corner who. Yeah, who didn't fade. I can't remember which game it was because I was trying to watch a bunch of them, but I watched. So now this is my first time with YouTube doing my Sunday ticket. And so what I do is on my DirecTV, I just have the game paused and I can watch that. And then I have to go to an app where I go to the YouTube app to watch, but I can't pause that one. And I've got the four screens. So I was watching four different games at once. But then I'd watch just the Texans on its own screen. It's going to be a pain in the ass. I'm going to have to put a second TV, like a smaller TV in there and watch one of them.
No, because you got to have two or three TVs in there. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. But,
yeah. I mean, if you got Sunday ticket, what are you going to go bounce back and forth? You could be watching them all at once.
That's
what a patio's for. Oh,
no.
Who's a man of the people and who's a man of the patio?
I'm a man of the patio.
Somebody was with all the people at Nick's place buying them beers, buying them 200 plus beers.
Well,
while you were at home,
I know.
with one TV trying to watch all your games.
Why are you doing rabbit ears? What does that mean?
Buying.
Yeah, I was buying. Buying. Yes, we bought them. We can't give it away. It's
now
illegal.
It's we.
I don't know if you ever heard of TABC.
Now it's we.
The people.
Who's the other?
I'm we the people.
Oh, you. Okay. Speaking of the royal we?
To form a more perfect union, I get everybody together and buy them Coors Lights.
Ah.
That's what I do at Nick's place yesterday.
Does Wendy know you're buying all these people beer?
You what?
Does Wendy know you're buying all these people beer?
Yeah. She knows. She's like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, yes.
She knows it ain't out of his pocket.
Be a man of the people.
Well, he keeps telling us he's buying people beer.
Yes. Okay. Well, Todd actually wrote the check.
Oh, but so.
Todd is a man of the people.
Yeah. No, Todd was. He was just there.
Todd is a man
Todd
of the people.
Todd is a man of the people. Anything. He showed
he
up.
He just wrote a little
no,
check.
No, Todd showed up and showed his face after what happened to his football team. He's a man of the people.
Yeah.
Let me ask. I guess all those attendance jokes can't put a maroon helmet on and play DB. I guess.
No,
I guess.
My God.
I guess. I mean, I heard all the jokes.
Their secondary stunk. Jimbo's
Richardson,
in so much trouble.
Richardson is.
And DeBerry.
Oh, my God.
Now, your quarterback looked really good. Really. That was the hype that I had heard about. He looked really good.
How about that's the first Power 5 or top 25 school that a Miami quarterback has thrown 5 touchdowns against?
Yeah, I mean, even the last guy to do it was Ken Dorsey, but he didn't do it against a top 25. Yeah.
And, was A&M really a top 25 team, really?
Look,
but Texas is.
No, A&M was the perfect foil for Miami. They're SEC. They're highly talented. People have a higher opinion of them than they should, but they're deeply flawed. It was the perfect opponent to come down there and get their butt kicked.
I have Miami winning that because it was like that was a perfect scenario. It's Miami, I knew, was just from talking to Alonzo, the portal. They portaled some guys they did not like out of there, and they had guys with some talent they brought in. And A&M is just, this doesn't feel like a game they're going to win. It's just, no. Under Jimbo, it doesn't feel like they can win this game.
Well, that's seven straight road losses?
Yeah.
True road losses?
Hey, no. His record is worse than Sumlin's.
Yes.
It's like, we got to quit acting like Jimbo has got this incredible. Jimbo, when does Jimbo win those games?
No.
I mean, well, of course, Miami was not expected to be. But now that you know that Miami has some fight to them, that's not a game that Jimbo typically wins.
They look pretty good. 726. Okay. And then there's the Cougs. And we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN.
He's trying to get away from the horns.
97.5.
The headliner, my wife's Texas Longhorns. Which makes them my Texas Longhorns.
We're going to talk,
although she won't let me claim them.
We're going to talk about the Cougs right now, as a matter of fact. We will talk about that game this Saturday. All right, very disappointing for Cougs fans on last Saturday, but you know what? It's the first ever Big 12 game. The first ever Big 12 game. It is this Saturday, taking on the national championship runner-up TCU Horned Frogs, who bounced back last week, okay, this past weekend, after their loss against Colorado. And they played defense. Of course, they didn't play much of a team, but they played defense finally. Buy a Cougar Paw package, which includes three games. You can select TCU as one of your games. You can't take Texas as one of your games. Package is only $66, okay, for three games. Get your tickets today, uhcougars.com/tickets, or call 713-GO-COUGS. Don't miss all the pageantry and fun of college football. Yeah, it was disappointing Saturday at Rice Stadium. Guess what? You got another week, baby. Another week. And it happens all the time in college football where you bounce back. They are going to be ready. They are going to be, it's going to be alive. Do not let TCU fill up that stadium and you guys and more. There's more purple than red. No way. Let's go. Buy your tickets now. uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.
ESPN 97.5.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
If you want to find out who you really are and how you fit into this ESPN sports station thing, then tune in weekdays from noon to 3 to join Josh Beard and The Who. You, that's who. 97.5 and 92.5 are proud to welcome the newest badass to the lineup, Josh Beard, who's joined by a plethora of wandering miscreants as they take the shallow dive into the kiddie pool of Houston sports. Trust me, you don't want to ever miss this. Josh and The Who, weekdays from noon to 3. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
I'll start it. Congratulations to Rice. I sensed it Wednesday that it meant more to them than it did to us. I tried to get our guys' attention Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today. First half is just unacceptable. Unacceptable. Played terrible. We scored, and then we got that pick, so it gave us a little bit of momentum going into halftime, which our kids responded in halftime, and I'm proud of them. You know, to go out there, to come back from 28 points, to go up 35-28, get it into overtime. How we didn't have the will to win in overtime, I cannot explain. After coming back from 28 points down, going up 35-28, and not being able to finish that really, really hurts me.
So, I know how. The fade pass is the worst. Okay, if you've got Mike Evans out there who can win a battle, who's taller than your eye, Matthew Golden, I mean, when you've got a quarterback who's already run for three touchdowns and you're throwing a damn fade to in the biggest play of the game, that, you know what, that's a terrible, terrible call. I think the fade on the goal line is one of the laziest calls in football.
I don't know if it's lazy. It's just inefficient.
It's inefficient. I want to see all you coaches out there. I want to see the percentages in a big game in the game situation, especially with the game on the line, win or lose, that a fade pass is a good call.
That's awful.
You've got a running quarterback like Donovan Smith, who dominated on the ground, especially at the goal line, and you're doing that,
Back shoulder fade is the throw, not the fade.
Even that.
You throw the little, no, that's a high percentage throw. You get outside leverage and you body a guy up and it's right here. Like, why the fade? Only on first or second down to me. I'm not throwing a fade on must have it down. I'm just not having it. You're turning it into a jump ball.
Especially with Matthew Golden. Okay, if you've got a 6'6 kid, that's one thing.
He's a slender guy, too.
He's smaller. He had no advantage over that defensive back.
Okay, well,
and that defensive back had just committed an interference.
Yeah, but you're talking about that offensively. I get the play call, but how about the fact that you did come back, you did score, your offense did show up in the second half, and then you have defensively, you know, you had too many breakdowns in that game. That was the problem.
Listen, the problem is that you came out so flat. And here, you know what? I'm giving them credit offensively for scoring 35 straight points. But here's when you needed it most. When you go down 14 to nothing, you need your offense to get a couple of first downs. You need them to eat the ball. You need them to drive down the field. You need to kick a field goal or get some kind of points. That's when you needed it most. Listen, they did a great job offensively in the second half to get back into that game at the end of the first half and in the second half to tie that game up and even take the lead in the first overtime. But you needed your offense to step up. And, oh, by the way, coming out flat like that against Rice is – and Dana saw it. He said Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I knew that we were – that's the job, man. That's the job. Mm-hmm. You got it. They were not ready. Just not ready. I think this is his worst loss as a Houston Cougar head coach.
I had somebody text me that. They thought it was his worst loss.
I thought it was the worst loss. Here's why. You've got so much momentum built up. You're in the Big 12. You won that game last week with the blue uniforms. You're having buildings being built. Facilities are going to – they're going to start tearing down the stadium as soon as the regular season ends. You've gotten all those people to donate all that money to build that building. You've already changed your suites upstairs where it's better. There's more suites. You've got a lot of people that have invested in this. You've got the Big 12. There's no reason – look, it happens. Princeton lost to UCLA in basketball. Princeton doesn't. They're an academic school.
Wait.
Let's just listen. Just stop. Princeton, it happens when a school that's all about academics beats a school that's all about sports. UCLA is a basketball power. They should never lose to Princeton. Never lose to Princeton in basketball. They did in 1996 in the NCAA tournament. Right, Houston should never lose to Rice. They have out-recruited them. They have better players at every position. The coaches make more money, a lot more money. They have an administration that takes care of the football program. They don't do it Rice. They don't have fan support at Rice. University of Houston is just a better. They're in the Big 12 in a bigger conference. There is absolutely no reason that you come out flat and Rice leads you 28.
This isn't Princeton. That's not. This isn't a 116. There's not that. Here's the problem. There's not as big a difference between Rice and Houston as you think. Look at last year and now look at this year.
I get it, but I'm just talking about an academic school versus a school that puts more into it. Absolutely, there isn't. It's not a 116 situation, but it is an academic institution that cares about that. That doesn't give the kind of support to a program
shout out
the
to
way
Blumgren.
That the other program
I get
does.
All your stuff, but also let me just go the other way. Mike Blumgren did a hell of a job.
Yes.
He has been – it's been a slow, gradual – he left Stanford and was kind of a – and behind the scenes was a highly respected name. He took what I think is a dead-end job at Rice. Rice doesn't care. All the things you said, Rice doesn't care about. They love academics. They're one of the few teams – mostly the academic cultures. I don't know about Cal, but Stanford cares about sports. Notre Dame obviously cares about sports. Northwestern cares about sports. Rice literally doesn't care about sports.
No.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They're not going to upgrade anything. You can forget it.
No.
Nothing.
Well,
Blumgren has done a heck of a job to get to this point, but everything you say, those are mutually exclusive. Both are true. Dana and Houston should not. They should beat Rice on a regular basis. Yes,
well, they have
should.
Since 2010. They've beaten them every year. The thing is, you can't, and we've seen it with this team before, coming out flat. That's the job. Dana has got to get these guys. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
It's 2 years
How
in a row.
How can you come out and trail Rice 28 to nothing? You can't.
Remember 2 years ago where every single first half, Clayton Tune got off to a bad start and the Cougs were like down at half. Remember the Navy game? It's like, oh my God.
Yes, yes.
They just can't start.
You cannot do this. You can't. He's got to find a way to get these guys motivated to come out and play for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
That start against Rice was so demoralizing for this fan base that has been really behind this program. And for you to lose that game, even if you had won that game, it still would have been like, how can you fall behind Rice 28 to nothing? You have got to do something that is going to turn the tide in the first quarter. You won the last 2.5 quarters. You won the last 2.5 quarters. But that first quarter and a half was just ridiculous.
Dana can't lose these games. Maybe that's it's a perception thing because I think Rice is well coached and Bloomberg's doing a great job. But the perception is, you know, if he really, really limps in to the Big 12 and he's losing games, like this one you circle and you say, okay, we'll beat Rice, and then you don't. You know, it's going to be tough because there's people who are not happy with the direction of Houston after having success primarily with every head coach they had had. They're not happy. So he really needs these. So if that's something, if you're at the game, you want to talk about that. We got some. I still want to get into a lot more text and stuff because I know a lot of you really are. It's the beginning of the football season. There's much more excitement about the Texans this year than other years. It was kind of a blah game, but there's stuff to get to. We haven't talked about Texas and Alabama. I'm telling you now, I think Texas is a legitimate national championship contender, college football playoff contender.
Yeah.
I think it's legitimate. And we all joke about Texas.
Well, you go into Alabama and do that. Yes.
Well, but they're built in the trenches. Like, Texas, who's the last first-round draft pick they had off the offensive line?
Did you see the list that they had at game day of all the first-round picks by Alabama and the first-round pick by Texas?
Yeah.
The first-round pick?
I know. It's who's the last offensive lineman? And this is the state of Texas.
Right.
We have some monsters here.
Connor?
Who's the last first rounder? Nope.
Nope.
Keep going back. He was a second rounder.
He was a second rounder.
The Cowboys. Keep going back.
Offensive lineman, first rounder from the University of Texas. I don't know.
Mike Williams.
Wow.
When Major and Chris Sims were playing.
Wow. 2006, five.
No, you got to go back to 2000. Remember the game against Colorado?
Oh, yeah.
He and Seth Benson?
Yes.
Yeah. He and Seth Benson. Game. That was in 2003, I believe. Maybe 2002.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in the 2002 draft, or 2003, one of them. That's how long it's been.
Wow.
It's been about 20 years since they've had a first-round draft pick on the offensive line. Now they have Jeff Banks at left tackle, who will be a top-five pick. They've got a real offensive line. They've got some dogs on defense. Like, I love Byron Murphy and Sweat up front. You've got penetrators. Like, Sark obviously knows what it looks like because he's been with Nick Saban, and they got edge speed. Now, Ewers is the wild card, but if he plays like he played the other day, which is just don't do dumb stuff, woo-wee, they're a tough team. They're a tough out.
There's no question. That's a good football team. All right, we got a break, and what did you learn this weekend in one sentence is next. So you can call in with your thoughts.
You got one sentence, Scott.
One sentence. Justin and Katie, you get one sentence to tell us what you want to tell us in the next segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I got to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is the place to go if you want to get your powder coat on. All right, why do you want to get your powder coat on? Because your patio furniture or your wheel parts, your lift kit or whatever it is, your chassis, whatever it is that's rusted out, that needs powder coating, you want it to look new again, your wheels, your rims, yes, you can make them look new again. Whatever color that you want to make them look cool, make them look great. Your patio furniture needs new straps, slings, needs to be repaired, whatever the case may be. Your boat parts, they need it. If you have a business and your fencing needs it, they will come to you. If your Ferris wheel needs it. It needed it at the downtown restaurant there, the Ferris wheel. And guess what? Houston Powder Coaters went there and they fixed it. So no matter what it is, if it's small enough to bring to Houston Powder Coaters, it's free pickup and delivery, or they'll come to you businesses if you need them. All at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It is time to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. You get one sentence, and then you bring it here, and as soon as somebody hangs up, you get in. 713-780-3776.
I'm going to do mine real quick.
Okay.
I learned this weekend that the Longhorns now know how to recruit speed off the edge.
They look good.
I haven't seen that from them in a long time.
Yep. No, absolutely. Yeah, they had the Overshones, you know, the linebackers are inside guys. But they look good. They look really good. And Longhorn Scott is here to tell you about it in one sentence. Uh-oh. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Longhorn Scott, you can lead us off.
Well, fellas, I learned that Texas is more than SEC ready, but the Aggs, even after 6 years of don't care, got Jimbo, aren't. But lastly, those Aggie tears are still life-giving and very refreshing.
It was a long sentence, but technically a sentence.
He used a comma, I think. I'm not sure. But and you throw an and in there,
maybe
then you're okay.
A semicolon,
maybe it's a run-on sentence, but okay. 713-780-3776. Justin and Katie, you got one sentence, Justin.
I learned this weekend that Anthony Richardson can only throw to the right side of the field.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that, because that was where all of his passes are going. And this is a guy who hasn't played much football. It's the fewest starting football games that any rookie has ever played.
So he can throw the right side of the
field. Although I didn't see them mention Davis Mills.
Pittman had a big game.
Well, he didn't have like anything until the second half, and then it was a Pittman fest.
Yes, right, exactly. 713-780-3776.
Guess which side Pittman was lined up on?
The right side.
Alec Pierce left. I don't think Pierce got anything.
Like, hey, I can play the X. I can play the X.
Yeah.
Gabe, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that no matter who the quarterback is, the Packers own the Bears for life. Go Pack, go.
Man, it's true.
It is true.
I own you. What about when Aaron said that? And now Jordan Love owns you.
Now Jordan
Love. Justin Fields.
Justin Fields looks bad.
How about everyone's king, Justin Fields? Like, the media has hyped him to such... Do you know that he was in the NFL Top 100?
No.
Well, that's a player thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was 90... Yeah, that's right. It is a player. He was 98.
Wow. Well,
I mean, he is tough to tackle.
He is a great running back.
He is a great runner.
Yeah, he's a great running back.
Not so good from the pocket, but man, Jordan Love was efficient.
I thought he worked on that this offseason.
Well, there was rumors.
Yeah. Richard in Humble, what do you learn this weekend in one sentence?
This weekend I learned that we need to buy Jimbo out and back the truck up to Deion Sanders' house.
Wow. Deion the Aggie?
I mean, he's already wearing a cowboy hat. Well, at least he did. Now he's back.
No, Deion would work with the Aggies. Yeah. He had.
Yeah, as long as you paid him, he'd work. I would, too.
You know who loves
Deion?
Just pay
me. Pay that man his money.
Well, I'll wait until
If you get Jimbo's contract, you can get anybody. You can get anybody to come there with Jimbo's contract. Bobby in the Woodlands, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Bobby?
I learned that the only two things that I'm most excited about this month are the birth of my son and that notification saying Dana Holgorsen has been fired.
Dana Holgerson's a what?
Been fired.
I don't think it'll happen in September.
No.
That's not happening.
In season, it's not going to happen. It makes it tough to do stuff like that in season. It puts an undue.
I don't even know about it after the season. There's a
I know the buyout is.
Let it play out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, it's guys. It's exactly. Exactly. But no, but he's up against that with fan base.
Oh, yeah, right listen. This is on his resume now forever.
The fan base is not happy. Not happy. Congratulations on the birth of your son coming up, Bob.
Yeah, nice shot. Ocho, ¿qué pasó, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that former North Shore coach John Kay gave a motivational speech to the Rice football team before the game.
Oh, wow. Oh. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Ocho always teaches us.
Yeah, he does stuff. He does. Well, he reads a lot of stuff and then brings that to the table sometimes. I don't like reading. No, me either. So,
did you stream? Did you see that on a stream somewhere? Yes.
Well, I don't think he could have read. I guess he could have read in the paper.
Yeah. No, I guess so. I didn't see that in the paper. But John Kay gave him the pregame speech. Man, he knows how to give a pregame speech now. He knows how.
Maybe Dana should have done that.
Charlie in Houston, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, guys. I learned that the Yankees thought that they had hope already with that new kid. But
I don't know which new kid. He said he learned the Yankees thought they had hope, but I don't know which new kid he's talking
about. Well, they've got a couple of new kids.
What's his name? Dominguez, the home run hitter.
Yeah, Dominguez.
Did something happen?
Did he get hurt yesterday?
I don't know.
It's the Yankees. We don't pay attention.
They were getting no hit into the 11th.
NFL football.
I honestly.
We had Astros.
College football. NFL football. Astros. Like
Djokovic. Coco Gauff this week. I mean, who's watching the Yankees? What is
last
wrong
place
with you?
Yankees. I don't know. Are terrible. They still in last? Maybe they're out of
No one knows.
No one cares.
No. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good.
What I learned over the weekend is that our weakest link on the Cowboys team is definitely tight end. And we going to the bowl, baby.
We going to the bowl. 40 you beat the Giants. Slow down.
Yeah, but
the Packers on the Bears and the Giants and the Cowboys on the Giants. It means nothing.
49ers. Did you see the 49ers? I'm not sure you're going to the bowl, baby.
Yeah, you don't want to see them.
Yeah. Did you see them?
They've seen them last two playoffs and they didn't go well.
And then Nick Bosa said he shut up the haters. And then I think he was talking about me.
Who hates Nick Bosa?
Lance.
Well, for reasons on the football field?
Yeah. He wants to spit in his mouth or something, remember?
Hey, what?
Was that Nick Bosa?
No, that was Sean McVay.
Yeah, that was a coach because he had a Russian model girlfriend.
Spit in guy's mouth that he doesn't
know. I don't.
John, in Deer Park, what'd you learn this weekend?
I just learned that after being on a milk cart in the last several years, Longhorn Scott is actually still alive.
That's right. He's out. He's out. Texas is back. Holly Rowe tried to bait him into... Did you see that?
No.
So what are the words that you would say now after all the doubt about Texas? It's one game. We got a lot of work to do. I'm like, oh, she tried to get him to say Texas is back. She tried to get Quinn Ewers to say Texas is back.
I'm not Sam Ellinger. You ain't going to get me.
No, you ain't doing it. We ain't doing
it. You ain't tricking me. Did you see I lost 15 pounds and cut my hair? I'm not that same guy.
No,
he would have said that in the past.
Yeah, you know who he looks like. Which I can't.
That was awful in the group chat.
Other Eric in Casper, Wyoming. What's up, Other Eric in Casper, Wyoming?
I learned that my diploma from Bishop Sycamore may not be worth the McDonald's bag it's written on.
I started watching that doc. Holy crap. I mean, this guy, and he's a good con, too. The guy who's running it, the guy who created this, he's a great speaker. When you listen to him, he's sharp.
Does Other Eric have a diploma from there?
No one does.
I think he does.
No one does.
No.
Lou in Passing Get Down Dina. What's up, Lou?
I learned this weekend that it's time to take Lee Corso out back and just put a bullet in his head.
Oh, don't say
you know
that.
That's a human being, right?
Look, ESPN has fired and they've let go.
I know.
Jeff Van Gundy's gone, but Lee Corso's still here.
Hubie Brown's still around.
Somebody's going to have to explain
that. You can't call him ages because Hubie Brown and Lee Corso's still around.
You got to watch on that stuff. You really got to watch on ageism.
Oh, yeah. Van Gundy was too young.
Yeah. Yeah, Van Gundy was young enough to fire him. Whoa, it ain't about your age, Van Gundy. Look,
you
Lee Corso's still here.
You don't have to give Lee keep giving him contract. What do they pay him, like $20,000 a year? How can they justify keeping him on?
He is an institution on game day.
Is he?
Well, he used to be. I don't know what you call
him. I respect all that, but.
Someone in our chat called him Lee.
No. I feel bad for him because it's like, you guys are kind of doing him a disservice by having him out.
Yeah,
there.
It
really is.
You're crushing that man's legacy. He used to be great, and now he is what he is.
Tony, inside the loop. What'd you learn this weekend, Tony?
Don't get your wife a margarita game unless you want her to make nachos by the third inning.
Ooh. Well, that's... Oh.
Well, that's game, not bad. It's going to be tough, though.
Yeah.
At the game, that's tough.
Well, not at the game.
Yeah, right.
Not at the game.
Right? I mean, you can bring your dog to the park, but you can't have nachos there.
Oh, why? Not that kind of nachos. What? You can't make nachos.
Why would you can't make nachos at the park. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that one, like...
Well, I mean, they're both events.
I mean...
Bring my dog, have him dump all over the park, but I can't make nachos there.
There's some things not allowed at a baseball park.
And yes.
One of them is making nachos.
And they'll always catch you.
Remember, wasn't a couple caught in the...
Yes, they've been caught in like Oakland. They've been caught in Toronto as the one with the first one I saw.
Yeah,
like they'll eventually catch.
It's too crowded at Minute Maid.
Yeah, it's too crowded at Minute Maid. But plus,
go to an A's game. You can even make nachos there a whole game.
I'm convinced the cameramen are just scanning to see if they can find anything to shoot.
Go to an A's game in Oakland. Nobody will see you.
You still get caught there. They got in trouble there.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what? What'd they get?
Yeah.
La Raza.
Oh, I'm banned for life from the stadium.
Ooh. I'm not going to be able to go to another A's game.
In Oakland.
Now in Oakland. They're going to Vegas anyway. Gone. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G. Len Schnitzel. Dovencito.
Dovencito. Okay. Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Gentlemen.
Balloon.
Gentlemen, balloon. Go ahead.
Balloon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Gentlemen,
well, I actually learned two things, but I'm going to cut it down to one sentence. I learned that the Astros made more points than the Texans and the Giants combined. And, Lazy J, you meme effort. You still owe me my money.
Oh, Lazy J, pay up.
Wow.
That's a run-on sentence, but it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if you owe true, money and true. You ain't paying up. How about Chris Fisher?
Deadpool.
I don't even remember making the bet with him. He brings me up a hundy.
He's throwing a hundred. He goes, this is John. You know,
that's
he said.
Guy.
I know. He's the like C.J. Stroud. He said, C.J. Stroud, you said it. He would be starting on week one. And I'm like, John was like fighting the other side of that on this show.
I was trying to get him.
You're trying to get Davis Mills or Case. You're trying to get Case.
I didn't want to see CJ out there yesterday. Although
John's like, what is this for?
Okay. Yeah.
No, see, I thought CJ was actually okay.
He actually okay.
On the other side, we'll get back into the Texans. But I'll tell you why. I'm not pleased with CJ. Our Adam Archuleta, this is actually a great performance by Stroud. No, it's not.
No,
why are y'all doing this?
No, stop.
Just be honest about stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible and it wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't good. It was above bad. It was below average.
But it was
is that
but I'm not but I'm okay
it
with
it. It was a 40-degree day.
It was 100% my expectation.
In Baltimore. In the wire.
It was
a 40-degree day.
Was that a rating above bad that we should put? Like average, above bad, and then
not
bad.
Well,
yes, it's bad above bad, which some people say below average, but I think even that was maybe a little below.
So it's
below
a little
average.
Below average.
It's above bad.
Above bad.
But it was expected. That was supposed to happen to him.
Listen, you know what happened here is a great. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We had a lot of stuff to talk about. Right now, though, we got Chastain to talk about. The Chastains are fantastic. And if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, or even a pre-owned vehicle, this is a place to go. Go to ChastainFord.com and see all the pre-owned vehicles. And you can do it all online. There's a lot of dealerships that just won't let you do it online. You know why? Because then they can't add on stuff. They want you in person so that they can tell you, oh, no, you need these tinted windows. Oh, no, you need these leather seats. Oh, no, you need the sunroof. Whatever it is, oh, you need this air in your special air in your, what? No, I don't. No, I don't need any of that stuff. I want a vehicle the way I want the vehicle. You can customize your vehicle exactly how you want it at Chastain Ford. Get what you want. Don't get add-ons. Don't get markups. And that's another thing. Oh, they're so hard to get right now. We're going to have to put $10,000 more on the sticker. No, that's not happening at Chastain Ford ever. The Chastains don't do that. What they do is they get you that vehicle at the best price they possibly can with the best financing, too. That's awfully important. As opposed to just getting Ford's financing. No, they're going to find you the best financing out there. It happens every single time. At ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. My best place. You join the Chastain family. You're going to love it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.